You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
So this is Abby at SRAcon 2017, and I'm here with Rachel from Sub TV. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for asking. So for anyone who's at home who's missed your session, can you just sum up very quickly what it was about?
It was about playlist and curation, so how to create an amazing playlist and how to sell yourself as a curator and tastemaker within the industry. I reckon that sums it up, do you?
Yeah, no, I think that's pretty much what it was about, yeah. So for you, when you're making a playlist, what would you say your main goal is to get out from the end of it?
I think it's important to generate some sort of an emotion or a mood or some excitement out of the audience member. I really hate saying it because it sounds so dumb, but it's like, it's really important to be able to engage with the audience, and I think to engage with people is on a really personal level. So whether, you know, if you're making a playlist, for example, one of my favourite playlists that I made was based on the US elections. And it was for Brexit, and it was like a love song dedication when, like, the EU was, you know, and it was just sort of like Whitney and like all the classic breakup songs and whatever. So it's stuff like that that can bring in like humour but also a tiny bit of emotion and things like that. I think that's, for me, that's what makes a really good playlist, that makes you think but also has absolute tunes in it, like, very important.
That's brilliant. I love Brexit playlist.
Oh my god, I listened back to it the other day and I almost got emotional. It was like, you know, it was because it was before the vote as well, and I thought we were going to stay, so like you can tell by the end of the playlist I was like, oh yeah, we're not going to, it was like Stay Together with Al Green was like the last song as well. But yeah,
that is hilarious. Yeah. And finally, just to sum up, a bit of a cheesy one, do you have any guilty pleasures with your music?
Yeah, I do. I mean Daryl Braithwaite again, which I put on the thing and realised no one will know because he's not from the UK. Who else? I literally did a guilty pleasures playlist the other day. Who do I have? I love Toto, like Africa. To be fair, Roseanne, is it Roseanne or Rosanna? Whatever it is, you can find on YouTube, they've got the stems for the different parts of the song. The musicianship is incredible. Like, some of these 80s tracks actually bang on with the recording, and I don't think it's a guilty pleasure at all, but it'd probably be a guilty pleasure. But yeah, Toto, Whitney, Mariah, oh, Savage Garden, all the way. Okay, so I'm just a pop princess, don't worry about that.
Well, thank you so much, and yeah, thank you for talking to us today.
Anytime, thank you very much for having me.